we are going to just elect one empty chapter for the meeting, because at the moment it's also the possible we could to replace the number of the instance.
And a second of that, and so that we can go for the process. That's no
problem. Yes, Chairman, I propose the name of Dr. Kurnov.
Dr. Kurnov. Any second of? Seconded. Okay. No objection. Okay. Honorable Kurnov, may you please lead the meeting?
Look like, good morning. Look like, good morning. This color is being a test. Thank you. I know we're not going to be a second, but thank you for. Welcome. We already lost 40 minutes, 45 minutes, which is totally unacceptable. We must start the meeting on. So let's work together, Secretary. Next time when we meet, let's start the meeting on time. And members can join the meeting as they come late. Welcome to the first meeting of 2013. I wish you all well, and we hope that it will be a good year. It's going to be very challenging, but let's work as a team in this portfolio committee to make the best of our oversight role. Any apologies?
Honorable Di Corvo, and the chairperson will be delayed by join us later.
Any apologies? We go straight into the agenda, the consideration and adoption of minutes, the adoption of the oversight report, and the adoption and consideration of the amended first term program. Can we agree on the agenda? In that order? Agreed? Thank you. And then closure. Any other items that you want to put on the agenda? Nothing? Close. So let's go to the adoption of minutes. The first set of minutes, let's take it in order of dates. So the first one will be the 23rd of October 2012. Do you have it in front of you? I'm asking the secretary to go through the minutes of 23 October.
The minutes of 23 October was the briefing by GPE on the annual report and financial statements for 2011-2012. May I just, in the order of agenda, I'm just going to ask members page 1 if there's anything that they're going to add or correct. Then we go to page 2 in that part. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 6.
These two pages are the most important, because that's the observations, responses, closure, and recommendations.
Page 6, yeah. Okay, and then page 7.
The Director General, Mr. Matuna, further added the following in response to Mr. Reid. On the first bullet there, I don't understand the leadership of Hitachi and embassy. Which embassy?
Embassy is a company. Yeah, not the embassy of a particular country.
Members, you had it, the meeting of the 23rd of October. Can we, somebody to approve adoption? Honorable Michael, seconder? Honorable Marie. Thank you. Agreed? We adopt it. The next date of meeting is the 30th of October. Secretary.
Yeah. Page 1. Page 2. Page 5.
Just on page 5, the paragraph 4, the consideration adoption of minutes, that should probably be the last paragraph because it's now between responses and resolutions. So can we just agree that we have paragraph 4, the responses, and that duplication of paragraph 4 should move to the end before closure. So 4 is responses, 5 is resolutions, and 6 is consideration and adoption of minutes, and 7 is closing. Agree? Are you happy with the minutes? Can I ask for Honorable Michael's proposed for adoption? Honorable Marie, seconded. Thank you for that. The minutes of the 30th of October have been adopted and approved. The next set of minutes is the 6th of November. Secretary.
The 6th of November was approved by first column the annual report and financial statement for 2011-2012. Page 1. Page 2. Page 4. page 5.
Do you have it in front of you? Agreed? Proposal for adoption, corrections of the minutes. Honorable Marie, a seconder. Honorable Gololo, it's adopted and approved. It is important just to look also at the resolutions so that the committee commits itself to follow up on this. And I see here we will meet with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform and the Department of Cooperative Governance and Regional Affairs. So it will be part of our program to follow up. Agreed? The minutes are agreed. The next set of minutes, 13 November.
Briefing by Alex Kaur on the annual report and financial statement for 2011 to the 12th. Page 1. Page 2.
Any comments, corrections? Honourable Marie, just use your mic.
If the judge can check for me the attendance register, I remember something that I only attended the last part of the meeting. But if you can just check for me, please, because it's been senior apologies. But I know I was here from the beginning, but I think I attended the last part, unfortunately, because I was the question I was getting to the guy from the trust in regards with the upgrading of the houses and electricity, something I'm asking. So please just check me that.
We'll look into that.
Please, and also for Natasha Michael, if it was applicable, please, thank you.
So you were looking at those two issues, attendance. Can I get a proposal for the adoption of this minute? I'm looking for a proposal for adoption. Honorable Gololo, seconder. Honorable Mokwen. Thank you. Again, there's an important resolution on the legal status, legal opinion, that needs to be followed up. Thank you. The last 6 minutes is the minutes of the 20th of November. Secretary.
There was a paper mistake. The minutes of the 23 October, that's at the back of them. There's minutes of the 20th of October. You've already seen it? Okay. Mm. You have it? The minutes of the 20th of November was written by Infraq on their annual report and financial statement. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5.
Welcome back, Mr. Nana. You have in front of you a proposal for adoption, comment, changes. Looking for a proposal for correctness and adoption. Honorable Michael, seconder. Honorable Lola. Thank you. Again, important resolution of the committee to follow up with on the ECS license. Agreed. Minutes adopted. Then we go. Thank you for the adoption of these set of minutes. It's important that we do go through the minutes. It's a record of Parliament, and we make sure that it's correctly reflected what we've discussed and decided. So thank you for your cooperation of in patience of adopting the minutes. Then we have the oversight report. You remember we went on an oversight visit from the 26th to the 28th of November. We visited the NEL, SAA, SA Express, and ESCOM. So this is a very important 11-page oversight document report. And I'm asking the Secretary to take us through.
Thank you very much, Everson. The verbal was to SAA, South Express Airways, ESCOM, and DENEL. But the main purpose of both of South African Airways and South Express Airways to meet with their newly appointed board members of these companies to be briefed on their turnaround strategies of the entities and the challenges that they are still facing. And the purpose of both ESCOM was to get an update on the care and maintenance, of the Pebblebed modular reactor. And the purpose of the visit to DENEL over the test range was to familiarize the company with the capability of test range, its business operations, and the challenges that the business encountered. The visit to SAA, the committee met with the board, but led by Mr. Busi Kona, who is the CEO. And at the time, we had seven members of the board who were not present at the meeting. The proceedings of the meeting of the portfolio committee, it entails the state of the airline industry that highlighted what the airline industry was encountering globally, that what 2.1.1 focus on, as to what entities like Qantas Airline, which retrenched 500 workers, and Delta Airline invested in fuel refinery, all as a result of the global economic impact that it has on the airline industry globally. And domestically, two airlines were litigated due to challenges, which were Velvet Sky and One Time. The 2.1.2, it highlights the contribution of SAA to the South African economy, that it contributes 8.6 billion per annum to the South African economy, 11 billion per annum impact on tourism, contributes 2.4 billion per annum in taxes, and supported and sustained the employment of 35,000 jobs, which are mostly skilled, highly skilled workers. The challenges facing the airline. South African Airways was faced by challenges such as high airport taxes, landing, parking, and handling related costs, lack of coordinated strategy from government, the cost of fuel, low fares, competition law and rent volatility, increasing competition from Middle East carriers, aging and highly inefficient fleet, lack of innovative thinking, financial efficiency, the aviation policy, shortage of skills, and balancing state-owned carriers with viable commercial activities. The new initiatives 2.1.3, the new initiatives that have been arrived by the company. The new board has not yet developed a turnaround strategy. It has developed new initiatives which intervene to improve inefficiencies within the entity. This included the cost reduction, efficiency improvement, improved capacity deployment, revenue growth, realignment of the business strategy, development of turnaround strategy, and fit plan. The board will also invest in the following projects: the Aviation Academy, fleet upgrade, continuous learning and managing the brand.
Just before we continue, are there any corrections or comments that you want to make at this point in time before we continue? Because it's a lengthy report, so let's break down in phases. Honorable Michael, Honorable Falola.
Chair, just to do the pedantic report, the date of the... at the top of the document is incorrect. It says 13 February 2012.
Yeah, let me just explain. That doesn't paperwork to determine in terms of the format that we use. It's the date that adopts the meeting, the report with, in terms of how it appears to the AC.
It's 2013.
Oh, 2013, not the 12. The report was written in the 12. I was not in 2013 when I did the report. Thank you, that's honorable.
Page 1, 2, and the top part of page 3.
Sorry, my name is not in the delegation. I don't know who it was. But I was with you, and the next thing, I'm not there. That didn't look good, Secretary.
It'll be corrected immediately. Thank you, Honorable Michael and Galola, for those sharp remarks. Honorable Galola needs to be added and detained in page 1 on the date. And then on 213, you competition law and rent volatility. It's two separate issues, no? Okay, page 3.
The absence of 7 board members and their commitment to LAA, the dual role of the chief executive officer as the acting chairperson of the court, poor performance of the entity against targets, and what was done, what was being done to improve performance, interventions implemented to improve lack of achievement of key performance areas and issues raised in the 2011-2012 annual report, negative impact of overbooking and on-time performance on customers and the image of SAA, the use of labor brokers and the conditions of employment, in brackets contract workers. Some of the responses by the members of the board, the chairperson does not preside over the board because of his role as the acting CEO. The board expressed their dissatisfaction with that arrangement as it hampered on the work of the board. Overbooking in SAA was informed by the high number of no-shows, that is, people who are not turning up for their flights. The board considered that the recent events at SAA had affected the morale of the staff negatively and hence the media leakages by the staff. The board will ensure training of staff and restore their pride in the air. By the end of December 2012, SAA would have a new network plan that would inform which fleet was required, and that would also inform the business plan of the entity. This plan was expected to be presented to the committee in February 2012, subject to approval by the minister. The equity structure of SAA has not been addressed, and that continued affecting the balance sheet. SAA incurred a loss of 1.2 billion because of a 2.2 billion spent on field levies alone. Problems that faced a former board included the following. Most members were new in the industry and were on a learning curve. SAA had a sponsorship committee that was accountable to the board. Money was spent on employees who were not patriotic, and those who had not benefited from performance appraisals are still committed to the entity, meaning that they are still in the entity. 2.5 recommendations. The Minister of Public Enterprises should engage with the Minister of Transport to review the airport taxes, lending, parking, and handling fees that are charged by ACSA as they had a negative impact on SAA. Ensure that the board and executive SAA embark on an outreach program to market the brand, encourage ambassadors, members of parliament, and South Africans to fly SAA. Ensure that there is openness and transparency in the governance of the airline in order to enhance mutual relations between the board, management staff, and organized labor. Ensure that a strategy is developed to improve public perception and public confidence in the airline. Ensure that the airline changes the manner it conducts its business in order to improve efficiency and its services. Ensure that the board submits a coordinated report on programs regarding the turnaround strategy to the committee.
We have the visit to SAA. Can we finish that, Honourable McQueen?
Yes, Chairperson. There's one point that the Secretary in advance omitted. That one of the credits that I think are due to SAA by Transnet because of the original infrastructure. You see, SAA, before the unbundling, split into SAA cabinet. What the SAA did, infrastructure, only the infrastructure, then subsequently was taken over by AXA. That's a fundamental point to note. And he said that they must do the homework because that will now improve the balance sheet of SAA. In other words, AXA will credit financially SAA for having been the mother of AXA in respect of infrastructure that now on which AXA built. Fundamental point. I don't know how it was missed. They must investigate it. And the board was actually pleasantly surprised, but we knew they did not know that.
That should be added with your agreement and the observations of the committee. It was raised by the committee. Agreed? Can we add that point? Honourable Kololo?
Thank you very much. I think we also need to find out from the minister of that question whether they owe SAA money. That's for assurance, actually, in that they provided the infrastructure. I'm not sure whether we should. But I think we need to inquire more about this. Yeah.
You agree that we discuss that? So it will be under observation, this sentence, and other resolutions for going forward, decision by the committee. We will determine from the minister what is the status of this issue of Transnet vis-a-vis SAA. Agree? So you're happy with those amendments?
More than a correction there on bullet number 3 on page 4. Bullet number 3 is a problem. Problem.
To move to challenge it.
No, that's a misprint.
Oh, okay. Honorable Mokwena?
Yes, Chairman, another point. The committee did express displeasure at the doubling up of one board member who was serving on SAE and also SAE Express. And we chose that gave some nebulous position, which we thought didn't accord with corporate governance. Sorry.
That we added, that was the observation made, I remember, and there was a response from the SAA on the situation. Can we also add that to under observations and again under responses by SAA? Agreed? You're happy with the report so far on SAA before we go to the visit on ESCOM? Mr. Secretary, before I hand over, welcome, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Can I hand it over to you? No, I'll brief you quickly. We finished all the minutes, and now we with the report.
You know, I can say we were considering electing Chris on a full-time basis as a chair of the committee. I support it. I definitely support it. I really apologize. We can't start the year on such a wrong. When I think of point, I'll explain later. Let's continue then. I've got here on the oversight visit report. We are page 5, and that's a visit to ESCOM, update on PPMR care and maintenance.
Number 3 is visit to ESCOM, where we got an update on the PPMR care and maintenance. The committee met with the Mr. Colin Pillay, which is the center manager, who was accompanied by the management of the bank. The presentation was made to us was on the background of PBMR, governance of the entities, the financial status, care and maintenance, and the retrospective review of PMR by DPE. On the background of PMR, basically just to inform us as to when the whole concept started in 1993, and an assessment of potential nuclear power generation options for South Africa. And then this feasibility study was done in 2000. ESCOM, IGC, and the BNFN, which is now the Westinghouse, and ECHO, which is now Exelon, as partners under a corporate agreement. From 2006, government was the sole provider of funding, and ESCOM Enterprise was the sole registered member of PMR company. And then the decision to put the company under care and maintenance was taken September 2010. In terms of the governance, the entity of PMR, it has been incorporated as a subsidiary of ESCOM Enterprises SOC Limited under ESCOM Holding SOC Limited. ESCOM is acting as host to oversee care and maintenance, and PMR has its own board and executive committee. The chairperson of the board is Herr Kosh, and the acting CEO is Fricky Ellis, and there are three board members and five ESCOM members. ESCOM provides the following governance oversight functions. It means they provide the CEO, CFO, company secretary, legal services, internal audit, audit finance, and risk committee, social ethics committee. The PMR financials are incorporated into ESCOM, into the ESCOM intuitive financial results. PMR will continue to provide for its own lease for accommodation, human resource services, finance services, commercial services, administrative services, documentation, ICT. 3.3, in terms of the financial status of the entity, the government has oversight $60 million for the decommissioning of the plant by the Nuclear Energy Council of Africa, and which is the only contract PMR has. The total comprehensive income of PMR stood at $4.862 million. 3.4, the care and maintenance of the entity. The objective for placing PMR project under care and maintenance was to preserve PMR as a legal entity, to preserve PMR intellectual property, to preserve HR license, preservation and disposal of recent assets in conjunction with the Department of Public Enterprises, complete upending transition phase two tasks, and so that PMR remains an ongoing concern given the available funding. Ensure compliance with relevant legislation, ensure that PMR was integrated into the ESCOM governance structures and monitoring in accordance with agreements on this matter with ESCOM, and to prepare PMR for decision on its future. On progress regarding the care and maintenance, the care and maintenance has three phases, which included the financial the finalization of and rationalization process phase, which was implemented in 1 October 2010. And has been completed. The second phase was the preparation of care and maintenance program, which was completed in 1 April 2012. The third phase was the care and maintenance program, which was in progress and was expected to be completed by 31 March 2010. ESCOM was working with DPE on a strategy to deal with the asset of PMR. The strategy will be informed by licensing obligations, the future use of South Africa, and the contribution to research and development. On the retrospective review by Department of Public Enterprises, the review sought to capture the lessons that have been learned and how to enhance the governance of computer records. The findings of the review include the following. PMR project did not fit into the long-term plan framework of the country. There was a lack of an objective or clearly articulated business case that supported government policy in the project. There was a lack of unequivocal support at all levels of government. There was no supportive policy and business framework within which the project could operate efficiently. The IP rights should have been protected from the inception of the project. There was no appropriate commercialization strategy that considers the maturity of the technology. A cabinet decision of the future of PMR post care and maintenance was required, which would be after the 31st of February, March. The department is engaging with relevant departments on the possible options of PMR, the outcome of which will be submitted to cabinet for approval. In terms of observations that the committee made, concerns were raised regarding the following issues: the protection of the intellectual property, the future of the remaining employees for the care and maintenance, preservation and protection of the environment, disposal of the equipment, testing facilities and laboratories, legislation governing the care and maintenance process. The recommendations that have been made by the committee, that the Minister of Public Enterprise should ensure that it was compliant with relevant legislation and regulation during the care and maintenance process and beyond. Consider possible partnerships with relevant government departments to use the facilities of PBMR for research and development purposes.
Yeah. Any comment, Dr. Kuranov or Honorable Mukwena?
Yes, Chairperson, on the licensing of the PBMR, the Control Committee made a decision and also expressed a concern about this sub-license story. You see, you mentioned the fact that the license was held somewhere here, and also that, you know, it was almost like a franchise, that PBMR is a sub-license. So, to us, we were just worried about that, especially that the previous Minister Belonging came to Parliament and the very statement to actually say, we're going to be there. Now, if we're still held, we're still holding on to some sub-license, there might be legal obligations of liability there. So we just worried about that. The people representing should change that in terms of that, the thoroughness of that debate. That Parliament officially has now said, PBMR is closed and announced by the Hogan in Parliament. So, in other words, the end of the story. What is left with care and maintenance? Care and maintenance must not open a window of the continuation of this thing because they're still holding on to the sub-license, because there are other things that they can do which can cause liability to the government.
Any other comments? Are we agreed on this resolution? Agreed? Okay. Four. So this is the South African Express.
The committee of the South African Express, I mean, at the head office in every car. The first delegation was led by the person of the board, members of the board, was only one apologist and senior executive of the airline. The meeting for to meet the chair of the board and
just on the turnaround strategy and the challenges of the other entities were still facing. The presentation was made to the committee. It entailed an overview of the entity in terms of the 2011-2012 financial year. It was characterized by interventions that sought to address issues that led to the withdrawal of the 2010-2011 financial statements. The following intervention was since implemented. A new board was appointed. There was increased shareholder oversight and reports. AGSA appointed as new auditor. Cost containment initiatives and a forensic audit was concluded. The board will await the audit results to assess the performance of ongoing auditors who have failed to honor invitations to a meeting with the board. Adjustments to 2010-2011 financial statements. In light of the withdrawal of financial statements of 2010-2011, the following major corrections were made. On aircraft values, the quotable values, and current asset values. These errors originated from non-compliance with accounting policies, which were human error, and a lack of control to the finance section due to insufficient skills and staff. Furthermore, the following corrective measures were implemented: improved accounting policies and procedures, improved internal controls to prohibit recurrence of errors, improved IT systems, skills have been updated and vacancies have been filled. Technical interventions implemented. The entity has implemented technical interventions to improve the performance and position of airline, and they include the following. They have been accredited as the only approved service facility for Bombardier on the continent. They successfully renewed their operating license. Two new routes have been added to the network. Cost structures have been reduced significantly, and the airline has signed participation to United Nations global compact. On the turnaround strategies, the main reason the committee did that the entity did this turnaround strategy is because the business was unsustainable, cost exceeded revenue, and internal controls were weak. The strategy will be in phases. The first phase being to navigate with turbulences, and the second phase will be to ensure a sustainable business. On 4.5 is the observation the committee has made. The committee made the following observations. The concerns were raised regarding the following issues. Actions have been taken against the former owner. Low morale of staff and lack of public confidence in the airline. Low representation of women in the governance structures and the capacity of female in the business management. Poor on-time performance, especially the Port Elizabeth Cape Town route. Coordination and alignment of fleet procurement between airlines. On recommendations, the committee made the following recommendations: that the Minister of Public Enterprise should ensure that members of the board should promote the facility and accessibility to visits to airports in order to interact with staff and customers, and ensure that the board submit a quarterly report on progress regarding the turnaround strategy to the committee.
Any comments on that? No. We agree that we adopt this report.
Daniel
Overbeck.
Yeah. Further to Daniel Overbeck test range, which was mainly to familiarize the committee with the capabilities of the entities and what the challenges that they face. On the business overview, the test was established in the 80s and was used to measure the accuracy of the missile and not the destructive power of the missile. The test range is submitted in the RAF model basis. It is a multi-purpose test range for aircraft flight testing, air-to-air, air-to-surface, surface-to-air, surface-to-surface, and also to assess satellite launch support. The main clients were the South African Defense Force, the South African weapon industry, international clients from Germany, Singapore, Italy, Spain, and Britain. The test range is self-sustainable and has not received services from the municipality of Brazil. The entity has a staff complement of 136, which is 52% is black and 48% is white. 46% of the revenue is sourced from international clients. And Daniel is the only company in Africa with this capability of the test range. 5.2 is the technology renewal achievement because the entity is old. The test range has been renewing technological equipment to adapt with the new with new clients and market requirements and to improve all its technological competence. These technologies have also enhanced the human resource capacity in terms of their knowledge. The advantages of the advanced technologies include they are easy to maintain, improve efficiency, cost effective, self-sufficient, and enhance in-depth system knowledge. On community development, the test range has programs that support various projects in community, which includes financial support to primary school and pre-primary school in Alliston, and fully funds additional teachers' remuneration. It gives ad hoc support to various welfare and community organizations in the local community. The range also has a comprehensive program to preserve the environment and all indigenous animals that are living in that area.
How does the range? Test range?
R-A-N-D-E.
R-A-N-D-E.
What's the H?
No, that's a range.
It's a range.
Yeah. On 5.4 is Car Space Initiative. The test range also is a space workshop for all stakeholders in the science and technology field. The range has been contacted by the Department of Science and Technology and to lead a team to evaluate the possibility of establishing space launch capabilities in South Africa. The test range also participated in funds initiative to develop a national space plan. It has been in contact with local space related activities to track national progress and the potential involvement of the test range in terms of a national space plan. 5.5, capabilities and competences. The test range has various capabilities and offers a range of expertise, which include international safety standards and restricted test arena with appropriate topography certification, instrumentation food with quality certification, target services, import-export services, physical security for weapons to be tested, guaranteed security of test data accommodation, of test data accommodation and catering services for clients. Observation, the concerns raised by the committee included the lack of relation with the municipality of Bedazo, skills transfer and skills development, and the retention, lack of retention strategy, employment equity targets, and other transformation initiatives, protection of the intellectual property. 5.7, recommendations. The Minister of Public Information ensured that the TEFRE develops an outreach program with particular focus to target rural and disadvantaged schools, and ensure that more funds are dispersed for social development plan. I will just stick that one. Yes, and they focus more on education, and a concerted effort should be made to recruit and train women.
Any comment on this?
The committee also expressed concern about the remittance of treasures to Geneva, the money that the Sonat Villa that was voted by Parliament and so on. That it went through some 2 minutes exactly. You haven't signed, part of reaching them. I think you're right, but I don't know. Where was this investing?
committee week. So we're looking at the possibility of probably having a participation there.
Or, but the details will be communicated in due course.
Any comment?
With the change in the program of Parliament, Parliament has changed in the sense that the last week in March is now not a plenary week, it's a committee week. So, yes, on Monday the 25th. A constituency day from Tuesday 26th of March, that the rest of that week is now a committee week in Parliament's program. And I think we must consider to, in that week, maybe to have an oversight visit to a state-owned company like Alex Corp. Or have the strategic planning workshop. But I think we can leave it to the secretary and the chairperson to decide on that. At the moment, it's not reflected here, because on Tuesday, the 26th of March, we have the briefing by the Minister and the President, the PRC, but that the rest of that week is available, and we should utilize it. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Lanker.
Chair, myself, and I speak on behalf of Honourable Maria, and I would like to agree 100% with Honourable Gunnoff. We think that specific week, which is the committee week, will be... No, I don't think oversight. I think the strategic planning is a very, very, very good idea.
Okay.
Because we will be here in any event.
Okay. Thank you. I think we all agree on that. If this let's just try that. Is there a chance of an overseas trip this year? No, I don't think there will be an overseas trip.
That's in case.
I think this then brings us to the end of but let me explain my late coming. Are you fine? Okay. Thank you. I'll tell you outside. Anyway, thank you so much for your incredible input. The meeting is adjourned.